I spark minds that shine their truth, provoking thought like Pac in the booth. I am woman, I am goddess, I am queen, raising frequencies of high self-esteem, self-love, self-worth, self-respect. My king I protect like in the game of chess. Yes, you tuned in to higher vibrations, etc., etc., etc. It's like a cosmic radio station. Tune in with intuition, no topic off limits, my intention. You leave healed and whole. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, P. Nicole.
Yeah, I think it's very important that we kind of understand this concept of how important agriculture is just to the entire economy and the role it plays. So, food production. If Seth has 300 acres, if you have 300 acres, you know, Kareem has another 300, I have 300, that's four people with 300 acres. We got over 1,200 acres in the room.
That's a lot.
Now, if your kids don't want the land, which happens a lot, mm-hmm. which has happened in the past, generation-wise, a lot of times that land gets lost, or that land that could have been in someone's family. I understand that part. I understand that aspect of it. When it goes to food and how important it is and what can we do for ourselves. But how the economy has been running. We use money to purchase our food.
Right.
Could we have honestly created situations where we were holding on to large pieces of land and still develop the country and the economy at the same time? I think that's kind of the area that I'm saying. I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, how much of an equal society would we really have created if the true landowners were still in possession of the land?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, to a certain extent, we had to come off of the land.
Did we though?
We had to come. We had to be removed from the North Carolina plantations.
Okay.
And I'm speaking specifically to the audience. I'm speaking specifically at this time to blacks who are from America.
Okay.
So we know we're okay.
Okay.
Right.
I'm not speaking to anyone who has immigrated to this country at this point in time. If we're talking about the major shareholders of the land, now we're talking about food shortages.
Correct.
Okay. I'm speaking to them now because that's who the land would have been left to in these situations. How do you think we ended up in those areas where you had the possibility of even inheriting some land? At some point in time, somebody in your family was an owner of land in some of these areas. And the majority of us, we are farmers and ranchers by trade. And we are in the middle of one of the worst food, I'm not going to say the worst, but we're in the middle of, since COVID, I call them shelf. The shelves are looking real different right now. Inventory levels look different in America.
Yeah.
For the audience that is in another country, inventory levels, I don't care what you're seeing on the news, I don't care what the news is reporting, inventory levels and items and certain brands have changed since COVID in America.
Right.
For sure.
So when you go back and Kareem sends me an article about something at a dairy farm, or he was talking about the cow that was killed earlier, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
What is the instability that someone's trying to create? That's where I'm coming from in this situation. That's affecting everybody now. Because whoever this is, they don't care you was a landowner. They don't care that you missed out on the opportunity. They're so far down the line, they're like, I'm finna disrupt. Everything is getting disrupted from this position.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So even if we were selfish, and let's just use the word selfish to help everybody. Let's play devil's advocate. If blacks just stayed all together and did all their business together and separated from everybody, what kind of impact economically would that really have created? We didn't have a military to protect that, is what I'm telling you.
Okay, I got what you're on. Okay.
We lost that war a long time ago. You got to have big guns when you want to make a statement like that.
Yeah.
And some technology and some spies, somebody working for the other side. Even guys on the street know it's to your benefit to know a girl in that neighborhood with a guy you got beef with. Who has worked themselves up through the level of the American system to where so-and-so up there at the top with the U.S. Department of Labor told us we need to start doing this? We don't even, you know, wait, the people that crossed that line over there, which crossed that line and said they weren't looking back. You know what I'm saying? So I think for me, when I say, I don't know, you know, what's going on with the food system, I only know of one black family that are millionaires and still in Mississippi and farmers.
You sure to care to share their names?
I don't know their names offhand, but they've done their battles with the Supreme Court. Just as far as trying to fight and get land back. They fight and get land back. There's so many industries that are in Mississippi that are million-dollar industries just within the food industry.
That's very true.
And then I just know of them as one of them. They kept theirs, held on to theirs, you know what I mean? But again, so many of us, individuality, we're kind of trained and prodded to get up, move out, and get more.
Mm-hmm.
Expand, tap into. But when we get there, there's nothing to tap into.
Yeah.
And I don't want to kind of go off course on that.
No.
But I think just as far as the food is concerned, I don't know if it would have been viable in the grand scheme of things. Because when you start talking about creating these different cities and these lifestyles, and now everybody wants to do urban gardening now. Like,
yes.
We want to turn lots. Like, we have to really start thinking about sustainable food in the future.
Yeah.
Food is going to be a serious problem.
It is.
Because the more chemically the more stuff that we have that in our bodies or have access to that are chemically engineered, genetically modified, we're only going to get sicker. They're only going to be able to make more money off us with the healthcare industry. So this food shortage is real when it comes into alignment with going back to, so let's connect it to the grid now. How is this food shortage connected to a grid? Well, it's energy, food production. How is the cost of food and the cost of energy? Why is this how the American middle class is getting milked through the energy sector, and we're getting milk through the agriculture sector right now.
It's not
at the same time.
Who's doing that?
We ain't talking about water either.
That's not one group. That's not a white man. That's not a white person. That is not
institutions.
That is global, some global, high level global stuff going on. That's all, I'll leave it at that.
Very good point.
Energy?
Food.
That's the only way to get some money off of you right now.
Because you got to eat.
Yeah, they know you got to eat.
And they know you got to eat.
And how? What's going on right now, we can put a third product there. So you can call it the Holy Trinity right now. That is your Holy Trinity in this situation. Your housing costs.
Right.
Your energy. And your agriculture. If we on a mass scale can solve those three points, then you are truly sustainable. But if I got you going to EV and a solar panel to date right now can't even capture 1% of sunlight and energy. A solar panel can't even capture that much energy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what are we doing? Somebody wants us to shift there temporarily until we move further down the line. Well, we got to start. If you notice now, microgreens really took off. As far as growing them, this is where you're growing vegetables now on a micro scale inside your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how sustainable is that for certain people's bodies? You know, a big part of SNAPs, food stamps, you know, let's go there. A big part of that is connected to the agriculture industry
right.
in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
Who's subsidizing these farmers?
Mm-hmm.
For the land to grow the corn. And see, we wonder why we only end up with certain food products. Well, guess what? Who controls the majority of the wheat in the world? Russia.
Mm-hmm.
So them Frosted Flakes you told little Pookie go down there and make this morning. They buying from who? General Mills?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
How many different cereals is General Mills giving your son asthma with? And eczema.
And all kind of other stuff.
And all kind of stuff going on. So many autoimmune diseases are connected to food and the agriculture. So when, like, when he talks about staple foods, that list got to be on point.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the point of stocking up a bunch of stuff that's gonna have you sit on the phone with the doctor? Because you're doing the ER. Look, this is the ER visit.
Tell the doctor.
Telemedicine.
So y'all,
this is the ER visit right here. I don't know what's wrong with it.
So you trying to say there ain't no solution. They ready for you. I think this time they got every corner.
I think it's always been like this.
We just not
seeing. I think certain people's consciousness has just raised to certain levels during this time.
No,
we've always been in this situation.
Yeah.
How many hours in?
No, I agree with that. I think one thing that people are more open-minded to, like, I think you have, I talked to a friend of mine where he was like, man, ever since, like, 2020,
COVID did a lot.
It did a lot.
It made
it
way more than what you think. Yeah.
He's like trying to connect dots now. Things that he would ignore, he's now like, you know,
it's forcing you.
It's forcing you. Because now he's looking at trying to put the pieces together because things are not making sense to him anymore. It is taking him down that path to where he's elevating his consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond what you're being fed,
mm.
whether it's through print or if it's through social media.
Programming.
That I think we've all been guilty of years ago what we was programmed and we jumped out of that matrix, you know. And I do see that. I really do see that, man.
So
it's forced a lot of people.
So
that was a word you just spoke to, by the way, Nat. I felt it in my spirit. Y'all see why I like these men?
Now, what did you have to say on that?
But wait, we're going to let Self speak, and then we're going to give a couple of solutions.
So I agree with everything you're saying, right? So all our grandparents was actually already telling us they were going to lose us tools.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm saying that's why they left us the land.
Because
they already knew at
that's
the time this was supposed to happen. Because I have an aunt and she said something to me, and I was, matter of fact, thinking about this earlier day, and I might have been 8 or 9 years old. She said, "Sif, everybody gonna have their time." I know it may not sound like a lot, but she said, "Everybody gonna have their time. Black folks had their time. The next person gonna have their time. The next person for it recycle for a story."
What do you call
over.
Having your time, though?
She just saying just for us.
Time.
Whatever it is, your time, like
so
top of the mind, like
for
us money. If it's money, it was the top,
right?
Or whatever it is,
whatever.
Everybody had it time, and so I can see it now because I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody having their time, and it's going. This time it's going faster.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going slow. Like okay, this is a 20-year period of time. Now it's going like 5, 2 years,
mm-hmm.
3, 1. You see what I'm saying? Everybody gonna have their time for a major reset. Starts over. But I think our grandparents and people who older than us was warning us because they could see stuff that they've been through, and we didn't want it because we felt like they didn't know what they was talking about. But look how far we got to get to 40 years old to look back and say, dang,
they knew
what they was talking about. Then by the time you're 40, it's too late. I know it sounds like we still young, but it's too late to say, okay, I'm going to put 30 years in this. You get what I'm saying? Like, think about it. They gave us something we can have. You can't make no more land. And we gave it up for what? For some materialistic things that depreciate?
Because
land don't depreciate. You gotta have food.
You gotta eat.
You gotta eat.
At some point.
Now, if they didn't give us nothing else, they gave us land and something to eat.
You know, it's a valid point with that, but then I'm also thinking like they gotta, whoever they are, have their tentacles and all that stuff. Okay, you might have this land, right? But you know that food source, those seeds that we're using. No, you gotta use these seeds.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You gotta use these GMO for that rich corn or this rich. No, try to have these genetically modified. You know, material, stuff like that steady poisoning, you know, our kids and
what we're consuming, that, you know, dang, this just don't feel right within my body, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's and I hate it, and Seth, you're making a great point where, because I take nothing away from how our, you know, grandparents, great grandparents, they just passing it, because I have some element of that in my family where, you know, this land was being passed down and it was passed down, but then it started getting sold off, you know, because they saw no value and everything in it, knowing that there's tremendous value in that, you know, to where it's like, they don't have nothing to show for it. My dad don't have anything to show for the piece of land that he received that was divided among the other siblings and everything like that. So I do understand the ounce of some form of responsibility, you know, within that, you know. But it's really deep. It's really deep when you think about it.
I'm going to go there because I'm going to go there. I'm going to stay. And I know we're kind of shifting away from food, and we talk because you got to have land for food. I guess that's kind of the connection with you two.
Yeah.
We got to have land to grow some food. But I'll tell you, here's a little secret. The stuff under the ground is worth more than the stuff on top of the ground.
For sure.
Okay? So it's a lot of people that got land, but it's a lot of people that don't have no mineral rights.
That's true too.
Okay?
Right.
So you got 300 acres of land, but I got a 80% cut on your minerals. I sold you 100% of the land, and you let's say you got 20% of the minerals, right? So it's time to sign an oil and gas lease contract now for the stuff that's under the ground that I use to keep the grid going, that I use to turn 50 other products into. That's really fossilized. That's really dead. Fossils are dead.
Yeah.
Decayed.
Mm-hmm.
Organic matter.
Yeah.
Takes, I mean, I'm not a geoscientist, but it takes some time for a fossil to compress down to a point where it now becomes a fuel or energy source. The blood of the earth is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Being in possession of something does not necessarily mean you have it in its highest and best use for what you need, for what the economy is set up on. The economy is set up on oil and gas. That's why you're having such a problem. That's why we're having the problems we're having now. The money, the checks we like, is set up to oil.
Right.
You can't destabilize a whole system like that unless you do it in a controlled demolition fashion. Or otherwise, you'll set off a chain reaction of global crashes around the world. This is bigger than America. America is just the place where the most food that can be grown. I mean, it wasn't called the land of milk and honey for nothing. This is not called the promised land for nothing. Don't sleep. I mean, I don't want your guests or the audience to really feel like, you know, America's, it's not doom and gloom over here, but just know that, you know what I'm saying? We know who's on first, though. You know what I'm saying? There are some intelligent Americans over here that are not just being force-fed information.
Mm-hmm.
You know that globally. And I think the connection between the land, the minerals, the deeds, the natural gas, and the oil. We have countries right now, and I know I'm giving you a little teaser. You have countries right now pegging their money to crude oil right now. The U.S. dollar is not global currency reserve that it used to be. We have shifted out of that. Why is the shift happening at the same time? We're talking about getting on oil. These are not coincidences. That's why I say, I don't know. Like, it sounds great. I'm with you. My family has a lot of land in the family. You know, everybody's up here though. I'm finna get on the freeway and pay a toll tag. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm finna go to Whole Foods. I ain't going to East Texas right now.
That's true.
Right.
So let's talk about the reality.
Right.
Did we even have a system set up that was gonna keep our land in business? Who was they gonna be doing business with? And that's what I'm saying. They was gonna cut you out the way anyway. Because they were gonna say, you know what? Since you're independent and you you want to bring your cattle? Because that's a problem they were having, bringing the cattle to the slaughter. Mm-hmm. So they caused all this litigation in here. They made it where they created all this red tape, forced a lot of those guys out of business.
Yeah.
Still forcing them out right now.
So I will make you do what I want you to do without you.
Regardless, whether you got the land or not.
I'm with you.
So
there ain't no solution. Okay.
No, I was
gonna
say that was a lot, y'all, but it's not all doom and gloom.
That is a solution.
What's the solution?
Okay.
I mean,
so,
there is a solution.
Hold on. So we're gonna go into solutions for food shortages. Okay.
I mean, there is a solution. It's a threefold solution in my opinion. It's housing, energy, and your food.
Okay.
You can't take one. All of it's. I keep driving back to the oil, but it's all connected to the oil and the money.
Well, yeah, everything.
That's your linchpin in this situation.
Yeah.
Everybody's acting like we're coming up. Well, let's come up with a way to get off of. Tesla came up with a way to get off oil 300 years ago.
Hmm.
Okay,
right.
Let's stop. Let's act like we don't have no solutions. We got solutions. So the next step is, well, how are they going to do it, and how do we protect ourselves while they're doing that?
That's true. There you go. That's
you know what I'm saying? And I think in that aspect, the things that we've already mentioned with the food shortages, that's about as good as you can do.
The emergency kids.
I mean, you're not finna come out of your five-bedroom house.
Yeah.
Let's just be real. Ain't nobody going back down like that. You know what I'm saying? Except those who innately wanted to begin with.
Right. So I would say emergency kids.
Yeah.
That was a little...
history class.
Yeah, you gotta run across the door, grab your kid.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Kids. Oh, something else we're talking about offline. I do intermittent fasting. Some of you may do this, not even knowing it subconsciously, but I have periods where I wait to eat after 1 p.m. and then I stop eating about 7 p.m. Some people fast, they'll do a 48 hours straight. Some people just do water fast, but it trains your body and your mind. And it's about discipline. So if anybody's interested in that, I would say give that a try as well, too. You can look it up. They have a lot of videos on YouTube and information about it. But intermittent fasting, just to get your body and mindset not needing to consume so much to stay energized in a way. And anybody else on some solutions?
Sister got a monopoly on it, so
yeah.
They ain't got a monopoly no faster.
I would just say that, you know, given that what we've talked about, just be mindful of the idea that this is a realistic situation that we're in.
It very is.
So
it's serious too, guys.
If you do have that means to where you can, when you're out and about, and where you can, like I say, get those, all about being prepared. One thing that we can laugh, talk about it now, but the reality of the fact is that with all these incidents that have been happening, I believe it will be within our lifetime.
I do too, for sure.
That event is going to happen that is going to turn not only America, but the global society on top of itself, to where you don't have that food. Now you're going to have to run to that grocery store. Who's to say that you probably can get into that grocery store?
Yeah.
Who's to say they're not going to have no armed guards or anybody there guarding and you having
and
to...
If you ain't on the list, you can't come in.
Exactly.
Some people are still standing on the fact that they're American.
Yeah, that doesn't.
You'll never know Americans like that.
Of course.
Yeah.
They did it with the gas.
America will never be in a situation like that.
Oh, well.
They did it with the gas. It was even numbers and it was odd numbers.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember
so
that.
So don't say what they ain't going to
do. What won't do.
So they can do it.
Yeah,
so they can
do
it. So use this time now.
As
use this time now
heads
as
up, please.
To start preparation. Mm-hmm. If you have the means where you can... Hey, you get your regular budget for your family for food, go ahead and tack on another, you know, $50-$100 to start building towards, you know, that emergency purposes. Because that's going to go a long way.
It will.
In the scheme of things. And those emergency kits.
Stock up on canned goods, things like that.
All that stuff like that as well. And if you are in a position to wear, you know, because I have a couple of friends and family members that live out in the country. They do have land. And you go out there and they have cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And they got their vegetable gardens.
Yeah.
They got all of that. So if you have family members,
Yeah. And your tail gonna be down there.
So if you have family members, if you have land within your family, that's
if you ain't talked to them in a long time, you might be giving a problem, right? About
it. You might be down there to Worthing, Texas, or somewhere.
Yeah. And it might be Marjorie. Yeah. I haven't talked to
And he looking
you.
Like, who'd you call me?
Speak.
Yeah, exactly.
So definitely. So yeah, guys. I mean, it's a real thing. We're laughing about it, but it is a serious topic.
It's very serious.
Like, said, prepare. Please prepare. Just be prepared for the unexpected.
Yeah, because they're not talking about it mainstream. You're not hearing this information mainstream. It's, they make it like it's just a little blurb, and they'll keep it moving. But you know, it's some real serious occurrence that's going on that could definitely impact us in the near future.
Okay. So, topic we're moving on to, and Nat already touched on this, the fall of the American dollar. So, we'll start with you, Seth, on the fall of the American dollar. What does that actually mean in layman's terms? And are we prepared as Americans for the fall of the American dollar?
That's a good question. I ain't really thought about it too much, really, to be honest with you. But
think about how it applies to you and what you use your money for day to day, and if that money no longer had value.
You're just doing it for free. Well, we already knew the dollar was going to fall. So
you're saying somebody has us working for free right now?
Are we working for free? We're still working for free.
Are we working in America for free? Free labor?
Big free labor. I didn't know we was offering free labor.
Even though you get a paycheck?
You go to your bills, so how are you free? Right?
I'm going to leave it alone, but...
No, we're talking. Cause I
I guess I don't get... It's hard for me to dissect stuff now because I look at stuff totally different now. So...
I mean,
because the words you're saying, it can mean so many different things.
Not to the African American, but that's like if Kareem go down the street right now,
okay,
and he want a Starbucks drink for $10, and if they just said, we don't take your money, we don't take
or that $20 is only worth
$5. That's what we say.
Well, the American dollar has had the luxury of being like the world's reserve currency since the Bretton Woods Agreement. This was back in 1944. Prior to the American dollar being the reserve currency, it was the sterling, which is linked to the United Kingdom.
What's the sterling linked to, though? Tell them what the sterling. Are you talking about silver here now?
No, it was
the sterling pound.
Yeah, the sterling pound. So they were devastated after war and whatnot, and then with the Bretton Woods Agreement, with the Bretton Woods Agreement, hey Saudis, if you peg your oil to our currency, we'll provide you the security and protection, because Saudi Arabia had a lot of enemies, you know, within neighboring countries or whatnot. Like
so that. America's friends with Saudi Arabia?
Well, they had a strong relationship at that point. I think it's starting to shift now.
Okay.
It's definitely starting to shift, for sure, which we'll touch on. But that's where the word the petrodollar come from.
Okay.
Right? That's where the petrodollar come from. So we've had that luxury of being the world reserve currency since 1944. We've come to a point now that we see, and what a time to actually be alive to experience this, unfortunately. not unfortunate in the sense of, because it's gonna hit when it happens. Mm-hmm. It's so many variables. It's another one of those things that's gonna really hit people hard, because again, we've used the term with Americans being spoiled or Americans being their own bubble.
Used to convenience.
This can't happen in America, whatnot like that. So all we've known our lifetime is that the dollar, King Dollar. That's all we've known in our lifetime.
They're already testing you, though. But I want people to understand it. I know all of y'all should have heard of this. what you see going on with the banks right now. They're already testing you on this. People are going to the banks and can't get access to their money. This is making national news. Look it up.
Yeah.
So what do you think? This goes back to what Nada said. Is this a coincidence? This is all coming at the same time of food shortage and talk of production and energy. Is it a coincidence?
And, well, and I'm going to circle back to that. But to how the American dollar is starting to see a sunset, it's because we have abused the dollar over the years. And we've had countries in the past who wanted to move away from that, countries like Libya and other countries who say, you know what, we want to have our own strong type of currency. What? We got the military. Go ahead and send the military into Libya or send the military into Iraq. You know, no, we dictate the terms of engagement when it comes to world currencies and whatnot. But what really is happening with what's going on with like the war with Russia and Ukraine and how they weaponized the dollar, right? They took Russia off the SWIFT system, right? Into which other countries, so they straight took them off the system. And then turn around and say, we're going to take those reserves you got, Russia. You know, we straight mafia over here, right? And so the other nations are like, if America could do that to Russia, they can do that to us, right? So now you got these, then you got China over here. You got China, okay.
Big play,
right? Okay.
Big play, right?
You know? Let's say about as far as making, let's say Russia, China, and Brazil. Okay, we used to use the dollar as our intermediary for exchange and trade. How about we use our own currencies, in a sense? So we bypassing the dollar, right? Okay, Iraq and Iran, you know, y'all been fighting, and Saudi Arabia, y'all been fighting. How about we all mend that now to where we have our relationship?
Now we got to come and go.
That's what's scaring me.
So you see all these nations.
And they have been doing mending.
People that used to be beefing is looking real buddy right now.
They're looking real buddy right now.
Scary.
Yeah.
But look, not to cut you off, but when did you see this before, though? When did you see this happen before, though?
You mean it's seeing what
we
have?
I haven't.
Yes, we have.
I haven't seen this happen. What I've seen happen was kind of what I was prepared for.
So they didn't do Black Wall Street like that?
I hope we just have a recession.
So they didn't do Black Wall Street like that?
I hope we just have a recession. I hope a recession is what we get. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm saying they didn't do Black Wall Street like that. You didn't take their money?
I didn't view it like that. I see what you're saying, but I didn't view it like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you kind of stopped their way because you burned down. So that means you
right, but they were for the start of their own currency, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
you really stopped talking about currency. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because the other country's saying, forget it. You won't do me like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to do my own thing. That's what I'm saying. So
this time, going back to the fall of the American dollar, America's the odd man out.
You're literally seeing a carve out of where countries now are banding together.
Yeah. And that's
like you said, countries that never even never had anything to do.
So that's one part of it. Mm-hmm. The other part of it is that we have abused the dollar in a sense to where we're printing so much damn money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? That's chasing too few goods. That's the reason why you have inflation, right?
Talk about it.
So that's the reason why you have this inflation. So we, you know, talking about, you know, y'all heard as far as where America is like the wealthiest nation. And that might be true in some aspect with certain resources. Mm-hmm. But we're also the largest debtor nation.
Yeah, we are.
And a lot of these other countries who are collapsing amongst themselves. Why? Because of debt.
Right. Right. I think that's the point I was missing with the food and the agriculture shortage. When you have a debt-based society, you have to create more debt in order for it to keep going. And I don't know if that system would have really been viable long-term as far as, you know, how it lines up in a chain. I think it's that debt issue.
Mm-hmm. We have to create debt in this country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's how we survive.
It's how you survive.
Yeah. So you're witnessing a devaluation of your currency. Your region is being devalued. You know, so that same product that may have cost you, nothing changed about really with the product. I mean, now we're having these little systematic, you know, supply chain issues and whatnot. But that central product, I went in, I get like that canned tuna I like to get or whatnot, that was like $1.20 mm-hmm. a year ago, and that same can.
Same thing.
Same can there now is probably like $2.20.
Probably less in it too.
You know.
Got smaller.
Mm-hmm. Smaller.
Smaller proportions.
You're seeing that.
Yep.
So you're seeing that. And then another piece within that as well is with what the which is triggering these bank failures mm-hmm. is with the Federal Reserve, mm-hmm. which we call the Feds, but they're no federal than Federal Express, as they say. You know, and, you know, it's a private entity.
Right.
But we go to them. Right now, they're in the mix of, because now my mom talks to me now like she's a financial economy. Oh, you know, the Feds are raising rates. Right. They're in the midst of a rate hike right now. You know what I'm saying? So they're raising these rates up and everything to try to get inflation under mm-hmm. control, whatnot. But what that's impacting with the banks, you know, when the banks were buying their treasuries and they was, you know, buying them at such a low percent, now the rates are spiking up. Now they're losing on those things. You know, now people trying to come out and trying to pull out, and they're having to sell those treasuries at a lower value now. And that's how you have a bank like SVG mm-hmm. that collapsed on itself. And the second largest bank collapse in U.S. history, and they're acting like it's no thing. That's a big deal.
It's a major thing.
That's a big deal.
It made a little noise, though.
It made a little noise.
It should have made huge.
Huge noise.
Had that been 2008, that would have been like everywhere.
Yes.
Over on every media platform.
Yeah. Right.
So, and I need people, that's a point to stick to for a minute. Pay attention to that. You know, you ask yourself, why didn't they make more noise? Because it's a big thing. Why did they just kind of whispered it and went on?
Yeah.
You know?
And then the bank, the banks are, they're sound and mm-hmm. resilient. You know, they put those reassuring, phrases, buzzwords out there. But you're seeing right now is the controlled demolition of, you know, the U.S. dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's what you're really seeing right now. And what's going to come out of that, that's open for debate as far as what's going to rise out of that. Some people have mentioned a point of a central bank digital currency,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, as far as with as that new, that's going to be like tied to you and mm-hmm. some other things that may play into that. Some people say, hey, it might be a basket of currencies from other countries. It might be China that comes out with, mm-hmm. you know, once. If Saudi Arabia really wants to say, hey, we're going to go ahead and accept oil now in the yuan. Now we have the petrol yuan,
mm-hmm.
you know. And don't think that America is not going to give up this willingly. When all fails, we're going to war.
That's what I'm saying. It really makes me nervous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should be really nervous when a lot of people that used to be fighting each other
maybe
it's not even really spoken to each other. It wasn't even about... So many people had a lot of animosity against each other. But when you see nations kind of standing side by side or having tentative meetings mm-hmm. pertaining to trade mm-hmm. and money, it's interesting to me right now. And I think the individual in America should be aware that that's happening and know that that's going on. Know that other countries are talking right now mm-hmm. with each other. And Texas, that's what I'm trying to look up now. Texas has a bill on the floor now to come out with their own digital currency. Specifically Texas.
Right. Yeah.
So what is really happening right now? Mm-hmm. So Texas wants to come out with their own digital currency backed by gold.
Mm-hmm.
Notice what I'm saying. It's backed by gold. Mm-hmm. So if they're ready to come out with their... If the state of Texas is ready to come out with their own money backed by gold, what do you need to be preparing for? They're telling you right now. And Texas does what? Texas tries to maintain its sovereignty to a certain level when it comes to federal regulation.
Always have.
So that means they're countering something that they know the feds have getting ready to try.
Right.
Yeah.
Trying to get it, they're getting ahead of it.
Or not try, doing.
Yeah, getting ahead of it.
Yeah, ain't no trying.
Yeah, ain't no trying.
They said they got a bill on right now, so yeah, obviously they're ahead of it.
Yeah.
And right now, because that's what, you know, as far as with Texas trying to come out with their own form of a digital currency,
now,
that's backed by.
We have to watch that because that's.
That's backed by gold because it's something tangible.
Yeah.
The US dollar used to be pegged to gold up until 1974 when Nixon removed us from the gold standard, right? And so from that point, the dollar has steadily lost.
We caught the petrol a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We had the petrol.
Yep.
That's why that's you mentioned that with the petrol dollar.
Yep.
See, that came in, that was a little life vest we had.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now they done cut it off.
Right.
So now they want to see if America can swim. Mm. So how many farms you have going, America?
Yeah.
How many people you got in skilled trades, America?
You're going to be tested now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Who y'all are? How much? How y'all got y'all housing situation going on over there?
So much.
It's a lot.
So how much? What the food? What y'all? Who been growing y'all food? Where y'all getting y'all energy? How many jobs y'all done created in the energy industry with people who come from households making $20,000 a year? How many jobs did y'all create on that level with all this Texas oil and gas? You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
pretty good bad.
That's the kind of stuff that you find out in situations like this. And I think if this was a report card, America, you in school suspension.
I can see that.
And you a truant. You're going to in-school suspension, and we need to have a meeting, possibly a 50. America, you on a 504 plan? You see what I'm saying? Like in real life, like who's went and done an audit on the gold? How many countries have called over here and said they want their gold back? I know of three, and America won't give it to them. That sound, you know what that sound like to me? Where I'm from, when you do somebody like that,
I'm bullying.
I'm pulling up.
And I'm every bit.
Right.
And I ain't leaving till I get.
How many fake sabotage, greed things have come out just recently? I'm not gonna say fake. I just sound like a conspiracy theorist. But we've had some reports of people messing with the grid.
Yes, for sure.
Recently here.
Yeah.
These aren't accidents. Mm-hmm. It's just a time that we're in right now. I think it is like you said, it is exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Because some opportunities are getting ready to be made.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's where it comes to the solution.
Yeah, solution.
Because it's not about the doom. I wouldn't call it doom and gloom because
it's
only a small percentage of people who are aware of this, who's really talking in depth about the history of this, where it is presently, and where it's headed. What you don't want is that you don't want to be the person holding the bag and shit, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want that. You want to be able to use this as an opportunity to see how can I protect myself and my resources or my wealth.
With that being said, people who got 401ks, I've been hearing and learning, people pulling their money out. What should people be doing concerning their money?
With the bread.
Mm-hmm. I would say from my perspective, because this is going to be an avenue really where you're not going to really have a middle class anymore, in my opinion.
I don't think it is.
You're going to have, they're being squeezed from all sides right now. Mm-hmm. They're being squeezed because of inflation and
What year would you call the golden age for the middle class then?
That's a good question. I would say
to put it in perspective for
what was the golden age for the middle class?
Was it 90s?
When did it?
Because I'm gonna play devil's advocate. That's why I asked the question. When was the golden period for the American middle class, regardless of race?
When all of that, just in general,
religion, creed, all of that stuff. When was it just a great time, or when did the American family, the American middle class, when was it at its highest point?
I'm gonna say the 80s.
Yeah,
I'd
say, yeah.
Early 80s.
Same as the crack era?
Yeah. Because the high age was on crack.
I can't remember if I could tie it to the year. That's back when
America actually built something, manufacturing. When would this be? What year would that be? Manufacturing was heavy in America.
Yeah, oh, you're talking about the 1920s, then?
I would say 50s,
60s? 50s, 60s. Is that back when?
I mean, we're talking about manufacturing where, now America is a consumer nation. Right. We don't build anything.
So and China grows none of their food. China has to import every single food product into that country. Mm-hmm. Yet they seem to be in a dominant position right now. Mm-hmm. How is that? Mm-hmm. Because he mastered the manufacturing. He said, okay, I ain't gonna grow no food.
But I can manufacture
some mess out of something.
But I'm gonna make everything y'all want for cheap so y'all can sell it at the price points you need to sell it since y'all like money so much. Mm-hmm. Since y'all like a debt-based system so much.
Yeah.
I'm gonna sell you all the stuff that you're gonna need to put yourself to correct the situation.
That means we walk right into the play.
And I mean, I don't mean to say China like that because we love you if we have your listeners over right. there. Mm-hmm. We're not anti-China, so I'm not anti-Asian by any matter. So don't hit me with that. Mm-hmm. Y'all got that? That's going around right now.
Yeah, it is.
So we're not saying a situation has been created where one nation who was at the top when it came to agriculture, I'm speaking of America, and manufacturing, mm-hmm. is now non-existent.
Correct.
Yet you have China, a nation as well, they're non-existent on the agriculture plan. Ain't no huge nothing being grown over there and eating and shipped nowhere. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now you will catch them in somebody else's water, fishing like a mug. Or you'll catch them dumping something somewhere. They don't play by the rules, but they don't. I know specifically, they have a zero agriculture industry. They this iPhone got made over there.
Talk about it.
You know what I'm saying? They got this semiconductor industry made by the balls right now. Mm-hmm. You need a semiconductor to run the new grids they're gonna be coming out with.
The new EV charging station and all that stuff. Who they gotta go and get that from? China is like 80% deep in that.
So what level of education have you been even giving your children to even create stuff like this? Hmm. Talking about pushing them out and being on the land. See, we could have stayed on the land as long as we wanted to. It wasn't going to do nothing but my son watches this cartoon called Big City Greens, where these guys are stuck in this downtown area, but they're from the country because the downtown just built around them. Hmm. And I think that's kind of the situation that we eventually would have been in. What type of sustainable lifestyle are we going to have for ourselves sitting there? I know what kind we're going to have because, again, I come from an older, I hate to say it like this, and excuse me for saying it like this, I come from the old law, an older generation, where, yeah, it did mean something, where a man didn't get established until he had a spread or land.
Right.
Okay? That was the first thing when it came to establishing yourself.
Right.
A woman wanted to marry a man who had some. Mm-hmm. It was feasible. That was a feasible. He got how many acres? Mm-hmm.
Gotta have him.
He know how to farm.
Yeah.
That used to turn a woman on.
It sure did.
He can grow some food.
Now that's total.
Now he's like, man.
Is his credit card hooked up to his phone?
So I can use
it. Yeah, this is critical.
Swiper.
Dang, that's funny how so much stuff has changed.
You know what I'm
right?
saying?
So back then, women looked for a totally different thing.
The guy, you looked at his shoes. You trying to see if he done been in that black red stuff out there.
Right.
Not how clean they are.
How can he work? Can he use his hands? Wow, it's totally changed.
They don't care about no
can he make? What kind of furniture can he make for the kitchen? You see, because they show it to you on TV, though, now.
Yeah.
It gets pushed back through you through HGTV and rebuild this town.
Rebuild this house. Mm-hmm. Remodel this.
Yeah, the guy that's doing remodeling, I was watching one of the shows. He's a major in biochemist. Mm. He's a biochemist major, but a hell of a carpenter, too. But look which one he's using now.
the carpenter skills
to rebuild America. See, somebody was using it as a tagline. He wanted to make it great again. He wanted to rebuild it. Because he knew what skills are needed. When you tell the UN, if you give the UN the finger, if you give the United Nations, if you give global powers, if you push them off, it's a blowback behind it.
But you got to be ready, though.
That's why we need school suspension, man. Go ahead, bro.
That's what I've been saying with the land. You got to be self-sufficient.
We were going to revert back to solutions for people with their money, people who has retirement 401k. What could they do, quote unquote, and I mean, as best you can to be safe with their money?
Yeah, you definitely, for me, you want to definitely diversify your money. You just don't want to be hard body all in, the dollar. Given the volatility right now with that, because I feel that inflation is going to continue. We talked about nations that are making moves and coming together, and that. So I would say, if anything, you want to just spread the money you have around. Commodities, for me, you know, I'm heavy in gold, silver, oil. Even within real estate, you just want to be able to just to have your money spread around as far as to protect yourself. For me personally, and I've been involved with commodities investing and stuff like that for like probably 10 years back. At one time, gold was, we're talking about like an ounce of gold, actually something you can hold tangible. And I was buying at that time at like $800. Mm-hmm. And now gold is like check on break, and gold is now at $2,016.
I tell you something, within a 10-year span.
Right. And then on top of that, also, you know, there might be some play in the crypto space as well.
Yeah, we didn't touch much into that, but
So you just want to be able to allocate into various means to try to protect what money that you have, because it's a lot of uncertainty right now with that. So I'll stop right there and let my brothers chime in on what they
think. I definitely agree. I just think you just need to stay put.
You say stay put.
Stay put, whatever you got going on. Because you really don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, sure.
Because what you don't want is like another great couple. My brother over here, Nader, he's talking about, I'm just hoping for a great recession.
Yeah, right. I just want a recession.
Right. I don't want to relive a depression in the 20s.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Where you in a situation to where, even in that time of recession, people got wiped out as far as in their retirement accounts and who may have plans to retire and everything, and they couldn't.
Right.
You just don't want to be in that situation to where another crash like that happens and it's even worse.
Is there anything that person can do, though, just as far as, let's talk to the person now who may be thinking about retiring this year.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Like, or they're in the middle of a retirement or getting ready to go. Maybe they're retiring later on this year, at the end of the year, and they just planned it. They weren't really thinking or didn't know that this situation would be present. Is there anything they can do? And do you have any information that you can put out, or as far as what you do with insurance? Is there anything you can do, or anything you want to put out there for people to contact you as far as if they need any products or investments or anything?
Well, I would just say that, you know, especially for those who are older, I mean, because even that, this is so interesting, like, even the formula of where you want to have, like, maybe 60-40 or a certain percentage in stocks and then in bonds, that's not even working. Mm-hmm. You know, that lost last year. You know, so if you're on the verge of retiring, I mean, you shouldn't be in the stock market at all. Really, I would pull out. Mm-hmm. I would just be hard body cash. You know what I'm saying? Just pull out.
And how do they do that? I mean, I kind of know, but some people, we got to kind of walk them through it.
If we're specifically talking about, like, we retire, of those who are on the verge of retiring,
Monday morning,
I would say, like, if they're working with like a financial advisor or you know, if they're still working and they have like a plan administrator or whatnot like that, they probably want to get in contact with them and just talk about it.
You might want to call them
and say, you know what, I want to go ahead and pull out a certain percentage and have that in cash. And
do you want to hold it in cash? What do we?
That's another thing. Hold that in cash and then say, hey,
gold, silver.
Like I mentioned, any commodities that will perform well to me in a market volatility as we're in right now. I'm saying that
gold and silver,
physical, all that. Physical or in the equities?
Well, I preferably can say it can be a combination of both from my perspective, but I'll mention gold and silver, the tangible asset, because that has always been a tradable, some form of value since the beginning of time, right? So I would say that's just my expression. You can do your own research on what makes sense for you. But what we're telling you is that there is a shift happening. There is a reset that's coming, right? And you just want to be in a position that with the coming fall of the dollar, that's going to really change things for us in a blink of an eye. So you just want to make sure, again, we've all been talking about solutions, preparations, planning. Right. You don't want to be in that situation where it happens and you're SOL. I would say
right.
that.
So I would say if you're finna get ready to retire, I wouldn't retire right now. This ain't the right time.
You gotta keep working?
Yeah, you gotta keep working.
For how long?
I don't know. Until they figure it out. Because the one thing you don't want to retire, then you have to go back to work.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you've been like, I should have went on stage.
But does anybody ever really retire in America? Everybody I know retires and go back to work.
Because they can't afford.
Is he fully?
Fully. He now, granted.
I mean,
he retired, and then he took a consulting job, and he did it for like 5-6 years, and then he left that, and now he's told. I said, you sure you don't want to work anymore? He said, no, I'm done. I don't want to do anything else.
Cause I think a lot of people, some people who go back, they just get bored.
Yeah, and that's so what it was at the time.
And they want to go now do something. So I don't think all of them go back because they broke. I don't.
Sometimes they just give him something to do.
Yeah.
Now
yeah.
He's more involved in this church, and so he's like, I don't need to worry anymore. I'll leave that to y'all young folks, is what he says. So I'm good. I gave working about 40 years of my life. I think I've done enough. So.
Yeah, but the money
changed. But his money was,
the money changed.
But that's another thing. The only reason why he took the consulting job after he retired from the police department because they was upgrading their house. So he said, I use that check for all the upgrades. And once they were done, it was like, I'm good now. Everything else, is paid for. I got my debt down. It's nothing left. So, yeah.
Yeah, it just depends on.
So, but that's another thing to point out, too. It depends on your situation. If you know you got years left into your mortgage, my dad and them didn't. Their house is paid off, so it's, they went on to decide to upgrade instead of buying a new one because my dad was like, I'm not going to sign up for another 30-year mortgage. We can fix this house up, and we can be good, and that's what they decided to do. So it does depend on your situation. Look at where you're at. I mean, you got mortgage left on your house. I mean, that's a big part for a lot of people is that top bill. So you got to look at your debt in get into paying your debt down.
Get out of debt as much as you can.
Right.
Get out of debt.
Stay off those credit cards. It's hard to stay off those credit cards right now.
I mean, you're good with being disciplined. Everybody's not.
We're running them up so easily. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's very easy to run the credit cards up now because we need them right now so much because of the cost. And they're doing that just with food and energy.
And on top of that, because they have to put that on call. We got 58% of Americans out here living paycheck to paycheck.
They actually say people who make $200,000 a year together.
Absolutely.
It's living check to check.
Absolutely.
So y'all hear that stat? People who make $200,000 a year is living check to check.
Yeah.
Based on
the
recent. Yeah. That's a couple.
So even those who are making $100,000 plus,
their dollars revenue. The dollar deal. It went down a long time ago.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Like, it's been gone.
Yeah.
They just slow rolling it.
But you listening to my girl podcast, y'all will be able to be ahead of the game and go out there and do your own research to be able to plan and prepare accordingly.